Imagine you have a toy box full of toys. You play with them every day and like them all. But one day, your mom tells you, you can only play with your favorite toy for one more day. And then it's going away for a long time. Suddenly, you really, really want to play with that toy even more than before. Because you know you won't have it for much longer. That's like a store saying, this is a toy on sale, but only for today. It makes you want the toy more because it seems special and rare. There's also a story about people shopping for food. Once a store told people, we have a special sale on paneer, but it's only for a little while. And not many people know about it. Guess what? The people bought lot more paneer than they usually would, just because it seemed like a special secret sale. Now, think about when you and your friend play with toys. If you see a friend playing with a toy and having fun, you might want to play with it too, right? Especially if you think you might not get a turn. That's like when people buy houses. Sometimes the person selling the house says, lots of people want this house. And then everyone wants it even more because they think it's like a game where they don't want to lose. In marketing, it is known as scarcity. Two conditions need to be fulfilled for this. Number one, we tend to want something more if its availability has decreased recently than if it has remained steady over time. This is why revolutions tend to happen when living conditions deteriorate sharply rather than when they are consistently low. The sudden drop increases people's desire for something better, so they take to the street. Number two, competition always sets our heart racing, whether it is auction, romance, or real estate deal. The thought of losing something to a rival often turns us from reluctant to overzealous. This is why, for example, real estate agent often mention to buyer that several other bidders are also interested in a given house, whether true or not. Marketers use this trick very often. You go to an e-commerce store, you will see that a limited number of product is available. Go to Amazon deal of the day section, you will see a timer when the deal is going to off and also a percentage of the quantity of the product already claimed. Sometimes marketers put products out of order or OS because they want to create an environment of scarcity in their next stock update. You can see this in the launch offer of any mobile phone on Amazon and Flipkart. Apart from this, one day sale is a big example. Prime Day sale, the Republic Day sale, the Great Indian Festival, 11-11-11, etc. etc. are great examples. I hope with this example and deep understanding of the subject, you will now use this psychology wisely in your marketing campaign. We do teach deep psychological tricks in our class. You can join our class. Every month we start a new batch and you can join our class by going to upskill.com, UPPSKILL.com. Please do remember there is a double P in it. Or you can go to any other social media of ours and just drop a message and our team will get back to you. If you want to discuss and learn more about marketing, you can join our Facebook group, which has more than 28,000 people in it. Just go to Facebook and search Upskill Digital Marketing Community and you will find that community. We welcome you in our community and learn new things. Till then, bye, sayonara, we'll meet again. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you once again.